The show is on the road today because it is the first of our election debate shows on here. Good morning, Cape Town. We will, in other parts or other episodes or other dates, we will take the show to other communities of Cape Town. But we're here in Mitchell's Plain today. We're at the premises of an organization that I have been following for more than a decade, R Labs. They're an award-winning South African nonprofit established in 2009 in Bridgetown in Athlone. And it has since expanded. The R Labs model is now being used in 23 countries around the world. It has impacted more than 20 million young people through its work. Joining me now is Terry Lee Dilge, project manager here at R Labs Connect. Good morning, Terry. Really appreciate it. I met Marlon Parker around about 2009 when this idea, when I first heard of his plan to create a hub, a tech hub, a coding hub, a fourth industrial revolution hub, particularly for young people in Athlone, in the Bridgetown area. And look at where you've grown now, an excellent facility here in Mitchell, Spain, but also more importantly, five continents, 23 countries around the world. It's a model that has been replicated elsewhere. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me here this morning. And yeah, like you mentioned, we've been in this business of creating these hope economies and these innovative spaces where community can really just come and get empowered, be capacitated with future skills training to either access jobs, study further, or start their own businesses.
It's not just a place to learn coding or learn robotics or learn how to conduct yourself in a BPO, business processing outsourcing industry, or call center. It's a holistic, almost campus where young people choose, this is what I want to learn and improve on, so it gives me access to various sectors of our economy. What do you actually do here?
Yeah, so this space is basically open for our community. There's no prerequisites. They can literally come off the streets, walk into our space, have access to these high-in-demand tech type of skills, whether it's web development, data analytics. We have entrepreneurs that are starting up businesses that wants to scale up their businesses. They can come in the space and basically get the support that's needed and mentorship to actually build these scalable businesses. Holistically, it's really just unlocking these economic opportunities here in Mitchell's Plain on the Cape Flats. That's basically what we do on a daily basis.
I'm so buoyed by the level of innovation that we're seeing, particularly from very, very small and young entrepreneurs, people who have ideas. I may want to buy something wholesale, but I need a way to distribute it. It's more than now just putting up a little table and a stall at a flea market or a public square. Actually, there's this whole thing about the digital economy. I'm actually going to create a platform to have people come to a website, maybe rudimentary, maybe fancy and tech-driven, but we're having young people, particularly in informal markets, saying, I have an idea, I need to scale up and I need to carry on with the times. I'm creating digital platforms to be that digital marketplace for me.
Correct. Again, this space is really just when it started up, you know, at the beginning, we were like, what is this going to do? But one of the main focuses, again, is just to unlock these industries within Mitchell's Plain. In particularly, we have our first Thursdays. I'm not sure if you heard about that. That's quite...
Maybe a little bit.
So that's basically, it's one of my favorite events that is also hosted here from this space. We have our... All have started a lot of the first things here in Mitchell's Plain. We have our first sit-in cafe in Mitchell's Plain on the doorstep of our local community. They can walk in and enjoy a decent cup of coffee. We have our mochaccinos, cappuccinos, and we also have our art gallery and Airbnb. It's hosted under R Labs House, and that's basically where we run our first Thursdays from. In fact, we actually have one happening tomorrow. So if you've never been at the first Thursday, you want to come and enjoy, you know, and these local artists that we have on display. And again, another opportunity for these local entrepreneurs. We have our night market. I think that's also one of my favorite parts of First Thursday. If you're a foodie, if you just enjoy vibes, you enjoy live performances, that will all be happening here tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Well, Terry Lee Dilji, really appreciate your time and thank you so much for providing the space for us, our first of our election debates here on Good Morning Cape Town. Really appreciate your time. Terry Lee Dilji, project manager at R Labs Connect here in Westridge in Mitchell, Spain. If you want more, just search R Labs on their social medias and hopefully you can come to a first Thursday tomorrow. Another message, please tell us about the fire on Table Mountain. We have been informed earlier this morning that it is a control burn. I will read the message again. Please inform your listeners that the Table Mountain National Park is currently undertaking a prescribed burning operation below Tafelberg Road. It's not a runaway felt fire, says a message from people who are involved in that operation. But just